Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we hear from Christy Willett, who moved to Alaska from New York State as a young teacher in 1975. Her first teaching job was in Heidelberg on Prince of Wales Island. She remembers her first week in town vividly.
It was late in the day. Of course, I'd left from Syracuse, New York that morning, and it was approaching dusk. It was getting dark, and it was one of those gray, misty days where the sky and the water and the mountains are just all kind of the same color. And we walked through town, and the streets weren't paved. It was muddy, and it had been raining for a while. It was muddy, and there were puddles, and there was nobody out. And the teacher that was living in the apartment already next door had come up earlier in the summer so she could spend the summer in Heidelberg. And she had two young kids, and she was just so happy to see me. She says, "I'm so glad you're here. And isn't it just the most lovely day? This is the best day we've had all summer." And I just thought, oh my, what have I got myself into? Because it was just gray and dismal and raining. I started school with an empty room. There was not a desk or a chair or board. There was no paper or pencils or crayons. There was nothing. And so we had school that day, and I kind of remember we sang a lot of songs.
After Heidelberg, Christy Willett taught on a floating logging camp in Southeast and then finished the rest of her career in Ketchikan. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.